First John chapter 1. Been thinking about light. First John chapter 1 and verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and as if that weren't enough, and in him is no darkness at all. Light. What is light? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 in verse 13 that light maketh manifest. Whatever makes manifest, it says, is light. What does it mean to make manifest? Yeah, show exactly what it is. It's easy to see. It's easy. It's very clear. It's easily understood. There's nothing hidden. Whatever is manifest is not hidden, right? It is apparent. One of the things that's so marvelous about Moses, or God's statement concerning Moses, is I speak to others in dreams and visions, but unto my servant Moses I speak apparently. What a statement that is. God is, we're talking about that, we've been talking about that, he that cometh unto God must first believe what? That he is. Well, what is he? All these things we could say, but God is light. Now, as you think about light, light is pure. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. In Psalm chapter 12, in verse 6, he said, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified how many times?
Seven times.
Well, the word is light, isn't it? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and that word lighteth every man, right? It comes into the world. God is light. Light is pure. Chapter 19 and verse 8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure. And what's the next word there? Enlightening the eyes. It's giving light. The word of God gives light because the word is God. God is the word. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3. What does that say? And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. In James chapter 3 in verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Now, if you go back over to the book of Proverbs for the first 8 chapters, you're talking about, and we're not going over there, but for the first chapter, 8 chapters or so, it talks about wisdom. And it's evident that it's talking about God, and specifically the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. But all of it has to do with light. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Now, John goes on to say that if you walk in darkness, why is it? There's no light in you. And if there's no light in you, then it's because that you're not of Him. Because He giveth light and gives life. The two things are equated, and we'll see that more in a moment. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18 says that the word of the path of the righteous is as a what? It's as a shining light which shineth more and more unto the eternal day. So light is pure. And by this again we mean, and you think about this, light cannot be defiled. Light is always pure. Light cannot be defiled. Light cannot be polluted. Any light, it can't be. As I think about it, nothing can stick to it. Is that right? I mean, can sin touch light?
Darkness doesn't overcome light. Light overcomes
no.
Darkness.
Right. And as I think about it again, it just becomes more and more marvelous to me because, again, God is light. And when you think about God, can sin touch God? And in Him, again, is no darkness. And the apostle adds this little phrase, at all, to emphasize the fact that He is light and nothing about Him is darkness. Everything is about Him is clear. That's why men, again, are without excuse. For the things that I'm losing my thought here. We know that God is because it's evident by the things that are created. And light is the first thing. But light was not created. The first light I'm talking about. The first light was not a creation. The first light was God. But we go on. Nothing can stick to it. Nothing can destroy it. Nothing can change it. It's a marvelous thing, you see, that God presents Himself as light. You want to see God? Think about light. Because that's what God is. He is light. Now, some light can be dimmed. My wife and I bought some lights fixtures the other day, and on the box it talked about you could dim those lights. Of course, you got to have a switch to dim them. But they can be dimmed. Light can be dimmed. It can be blocked. We could put something over those lights up there and block those lights from them. But still, it doesn't change the light. It's still light. Now, only the brightness can be affected. You can't change the basic idea or the basic, that's not an element, is it? I mean, is light an element? But it is real. But I'm just saying, you can't change it. It is what it is, as God is, right? What He is. He is the great I Am. The brightness can be affected, but again, that depends on the source. You can affect the brightness of this light up here because it's artificial. Yeah. All light but one is artificial. And as artificial, that light can be altered some, but it's still light. You cannot change it from being light, and you cannot change it from being pure, undefiled, unpolluted. Light is just light. It makes manifest. And if you don't believe that, tonight, in the deepest, darkest part of the night, see what you can see. And then turn the light on. Right? And then see what you can see. What a difference it makes. Right? It can be put out. Artificial light can be put out. I can go over to that switch and turn it off, and that light goes out. But God is, and I think we could really say, the light. God is light. He is the light. He is pure, eternal, and discerning. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's getting pretty thorough, isn't it? And you know, people can argue against the Word of God. They can deny the Word of God. They can do all of that. But down deep inside, they still know it's true.
Whether they believe it or not.
Whether they believe it or not, Brother Jerry, it's still true. And they know that it's true. Someone has said there's not any such thing as a real atheist. There are those that deny the existence of God, but their conscience still bears witness, because the light of God is there written on their hearts in the law of God. That law is light. In fact, there is nothing that will reveal sin except the law of God. For sin is what? transgression of the law. By that law, men know that they are sinners against God. Now, this brings us actually then all the way back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3, right? Where is the first place that light came in? In verse 2, of course, we know what verse 1 says, do we not? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And it says the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. But then it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And what happened? There was light. It dispelled that darkness then, didn't it? Now this was before the sun, before the moon, before the stars. The only light was the light of God. Verse 4, and God saw the light, that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, I'll grant you that there is a lot that I don't know about all that. But I know that that light was God. And God started this whole thing off. Now again, here's where people get the argument, you know, that the earth is more than 6,000 or a few thousand years old, that, you know, that all this. And I even listened to a message the other day that was touting this idea that the earth really was, you know, a lot older. And he was quoting and referring to this verse of scripture where he said, you know, the earth was without form and void. Again, of course, the idea, the theory is that the earth, God had created the earth, and then Satan came in and destroyed God's creation. No, that's a total man-made, again, concoction. But nevertheless, my point is this, again, that first light was God, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ. Again, to point out to us that God is light, and from there on in all the history of the world, the only true light is God. Every one of us began in darkness, is right. Without form, without void, we were vain. Till the Spirit of God comes and gave us what? Light. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In in verse 6, the same light. Right? Read it. For God, who commanded what? The light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's the same light that first lightened the world. That very same light God shines into the hearts of His people, that we may know Him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. Isn't that what He says? In the face of Jesus Christ. How wonderful are these things? Well, they're beyond my ability again. It's only by the Spirit of God that we can truly appreciate these things. It's only by the Spirit of God that we can truly appreciate light and understand it, that it's pure, that it's undefiled, it's unpolluted, it cannot be touched with anything. It is just light. It's existent. And that first pure light is God, and that no man can put out. No man can pollute it. Sin cannot touch it. It's always pure.
They can't change the day. No. It's been that way ever since that first day.
And it will be until the last day, and then the eternal day will be all light. There will be no night there at all. It could not be. Why? Because the Lamb is the light thereof. And how are you going to turn that on and off? You can't. This light then cannot be changed. God cannot be changed. He cannot be altered, and He certainly can't be destroyed, can He? Isaiah chapter 60. Verse 19. The sun shall be no more thy light by day. Neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an what? Everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, shall be ended. Light, then, especially the light of God, cannot be mixed with darkness at all. John chapter 1, again, in verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness. And Bruce, what did you say earlier? And the darkness comprehended it not. Second Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 14, Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Now, it's either light or it's dark. You can't have both, can you? It's the same principle as no fountain can send forth from the same source both fresh water or sweet water and bitter water, right? Cannot do that. Neither can light and darkness coexist. That's a reason that if there is darkness in you, then it's not of God. If there is light in you, it is because of God. This light, like God, has no beginning and no end. You know, it's interesting to note, how do we measure light as far as distance is concerned? In light, what we call light years. And how do we measure our universe? In light years. And how many light years is it from one side to the other, as far, at least as far as they can calculate? Something like that. And a light year is what?
6 trillion miles a year.
Yeah, it's the distance that light can travel in 1 year's time. But does light somehow stop? No. Where does it go? Goes on and on and on, doesn't it?
If they hadn't figured that part out, that's smart
enough. But see, this is the marvel about it. They haven't figured God out either, have they?
That's what it is. And see, that's why I think that people
want to think
that Earth and the
universe
is so old because these are such vast distances, but God, that's not an issue.
No, it isn't.
It was like that.
Yes.
But he confounds the wise.
He does. He confounds the wise and gives light to the simple, right?
Simple.
Gives light to the simple. Our God directs, though, His light, right? Where He wills, and He withholds that light from where He wills. At least He withholds the evidence of that light, right? Yeah. Right, and we're going to refer to Exodus chapter 10, right? In verse 23, there was darkness rather in the whole land of Egypt except in Goshen. There was light in the homes of the Israelites. Even though there was darkness all over Egypt.
So much that they couldn't
eat. Yeah. For 3 days, the darkness was so thick that it could be felt. They couldn't move. But there was light in Goshen. Folks, doesn't that give you some comfort in the world situation that we're in today? Understand that this world is in darkness. It's in the same darkness, principally speaking, as it was in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3. In Jeremiah I thought it was in chapter 12, but I don't see it there. Well, let me go back here just a minute. I want us to see this. Jeremiah chapter 4. Verse 22. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are astonished children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. And so Jeremiah says, I beheld the earth. And what did he see? Yeah. And lo, it was without form and void. And the heavens, and they had no light. Folks, he's talking about the same thing that we're seeing in Genesis 1 in verse 3. And it is happening again. I believe in Noah's day, same thing. It was without form and void, and there was no light, at least in the hearts of men. God was withholding the evidence of that light. A blind person, I'm talking about one that's totally blind, has no evidence of light. All he has about light, knows about light, is what he's told. Now, the Word of God, again, has always been here. It is here now, and it always will be here. But the world is in darkness. Right? It is without form and void. Light is a great mystery. Job chapter 38. God reveals something here to Job. Job chapter 38 and verse 19. Where is the way where light dwelleth? Can you answer that? Bruce, again, you said a while ago that they haven't quite figured that out. Well, they talk about bending light. So that's what they're doing, actually, is bending the light of God, if you will, in the sense that they twist, in the words of Peter, they twist the Word of God to their own destruction. But where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? Where does darkness come from? Well, it's the absence of light, but how do you do that? You see, God is a mystery. And light is a mystery. And you know, the truth of the matter is, all that science knows about creation is in the form of theory. There is nobody that knows how God could speak. And this universe stand fast. So that's why people say, oh, we don't believe all of that.
Their stuff is just as difficult, though. They try to tell me two rocks, one of them is older than the other. No,
well, it sure is. Takes a lot more faith, if you will, to believe that all of this came from nothing. I'm talking about outside of God.
Yeah, and the Bible says that everything was like God, and it's still the same as it was back in the beginning.
Still doing? All the laws of God are still in existence, and they're still just as true and just as pure today as they ever have been. Hasn't changed a bit.
Doesn't matter the culture, doesn't matter the time
and history. It doesn't matter, does it? For the first day was light and dark, and it was measured accordingly. Now, man's always trying to mess things up, isn't he? That's the reason we've got daylight savings time. What foolishness. It's turned dark. And why was that? Because the light of the world was, in essence, put out. Psalm 36, in verse 9, here's another remarkable, remarkable statement. Psalm 36 and 9, for with thee is the fountain of life, L-I-F-E. And then he says, in thy light shall we see light. You want to know what light is? You're going to have to understand what light is by light. By looking at light, examining light. There's nothing else that can tell you or explain to you what light is except light itself. Light comes from light. Romans chapter 1. And verse 17, what does it say? For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from what? Faith to faith. Light, right, to light. As it is written, the just shall live by what? by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. Once again, what do we see being revealed to us? But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed from glory to what? To glory, even as by the what? By the Spirit of the Lord. Same light to light. God is light. What shall we say then? Light is life, and life is light. Again, as the apostle says, we have no fellowship with what? With darkness. And in that first chapter of 1 John, verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Christ does what?
Cleanses us from all sin.
Yes, cleanses us from all sin. Because you see, again, nothing can defile, nothing can pollute that light. It's pure. Yeah, it's light. My word is truth, right? It's what Jesus said. My word is truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. 2 Timothy, and we'll wrap this up right quick, but 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 10, well, let's go back to verse 9, get more of the context. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus when? Before the world began. But is now made, what is the next word?
Manifest.
And what is it that makes manifest? It's light. By the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to what? To light through the gospel. Yeah, the word is God, isn't it? God is the word. Ephesians chapter 5. And verse 8, but ye were sometimes darkness. But what happened? But now ye are light. But how does that come about? In the Lord. There is no light outside of God. And then, what does he say? Walk as children of light. And finally, John chapter 8. In verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. What a promise, huh? But shall have the light of life. So in John chapter 1 verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. God is light.